Okay, it's Labor Day, and even though the summer flew by and I'm not ready, I've decided to focus on the positive. September is one of the nicest months of the year here in Maine. It's full of clear, sunny days of humidity, followed by those crisp nights just perfect for snoozing. All of a sudden, the tourists have transformed from exasperated parents with their cranky, sunburned kids to retired couples, kicking back and living the dream. And you can actually get a parking spot on Main Street. Me, I always get that back-to-business shot of energy, ingrained, no doubt, from years of school. Years of September representing new outfits, new notebooks, and a new teacher in schedule. No more lazing around all day, playing with my friends. Do you remember what that was like? I was reminded a couple of weeks ago when I was out walking Scamp one afternoon and see these two young girls up ahead riding their bikes toward me, maybe 9 or 10 years old. They've got on pink helmets and are talking a mile a minute and giggling, which makes me smile. Then, all of a sudden, they stop, get off their bikes, and kind of throw them on the grass. One of the girls puts her hands on the ground, the other standing guard in case a car comes. What are they doing? I'm thinking. Scamp and me slow down as we pass, both of us curious. That's when I see that those little girls are protecting a fuzzy caterpillar. That picture just kind of stuck in my head. And every time I think of it, I remember what it was like to be one of those little girls. Not that we wore bike helmets back then, but what it was like to be concerned about the welfare of a caterpillar, like it was the most important thing in the world. Right up there with catching fireflies in a jar. Or bringing tadpoles home, thinking I could keep them alive long enough to watch them grow into frogs. Or staring in wonder at a spider web, instead of vacuuming it up without thinking about it. Thinking about Charlotte and Wilbur, or how hard I cried when Charlotte died. By now, those little girls are getting ready to trudge back and forth to school, their backpacks so loaded down with stuff they look like turtles. And I'm thinking about buying some mums to replace the leggy petunias and the worn-out geraniums on our deck. Soon, I'll be closing the windows at night and putting on a sweater before taking Scamp out for his morning constitutional. Still, as I walk by that spot where I saw those little girls and their act of kindness, I remember what it was like growing up here in Mahoosick Mills. I think of Charlotte and her web, and I feel terrific, radiant, humble, and most of all, grateful. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.